It's a sad story, isn't it? And we read it every year. In fact, we read it twice. We'll read it again on Friday. And we don't read it to make ourselves sad. We don't read it pretending that this was the end of the story. The only reason we're here is because we believe this was not the end of the story. That those who killed Jesus, that those who could not bear the word he brought them and would not bear it, that they did not have the last word, but that God had the last word, and that the love and the humility that Jesus showed in his living and even in his dying, that love was so strong that human evil could not overcome it. That love was so strong that he was alive. And yet, it's important for us to focus on the Passion. It's important for us to focus on this sad story of wickedness and injustice and violence and loneliness and abandonment. Not because Jesus is still suffering that, but there are plenty of people in the world who are suffering precisely that. There are plenty of people in the world who are killed as he was, unjustly, on trumped-up charges, brought before courts that don't do no justice. There are plenty of people in the world who feel and who cry out, my God, why have you abandoned me? There are plenty of people who are forced to leave their homes and their homelands for the safety of their children, and who receive rejection and suspicion wherever they go. There are plenty of people who flee war and who are turned back, pushed back out to sea by people who will not share. It's important for us to read this story, not because Jesus is still dead, not because Jesus didn't rise, but because the crucifixion of people just like Jesus, people with Jesus' humility, with Jesus' lack of power, are crucified in a certain way every day, even here among us. It's important, and it's the reason why this is the gospel. This is the good news. That's what gospel means, right? The good news is not just that Jesus is risen and he's okay. The good news that is entrusted to us is that God does not abandon these people, that God is with those who are wrongly accused. God is with those who are maltreated and mocked by the powers. God is with those who are brutalized. God is with those who are expelled, even to the point of being lynched. That is the good news. The good news is here. The good news is what God says to us in the cross, in body language. My arm doesn't work very well, but this is God's body language. This is what God is saying to us. As Paul says in that wonderful hymn in the second reading, God gave this one, the crucified one, the one who was humble even to the point of accepting death, God raised him up and gave him God's own name. the name Lord, the name that can't be pronounced. This is how God is. This openness. What do you think of when you see people like this? You think of your grandmother running towards you. What's she saying by opening her arms out? What's grandmother saying by her having her arms out like this? She's saying, I want a hug. She's saying, I love you. What are people doing when they stand like this? They're saying, I don't want to fight with you. I'm not protecting myself. I'm not hiding anything. I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. God's body language. What is God saying to us in Jesus on the cross? That openness. God says, I'm not fighting with you. I'm not struggling with you. If you think that you and I are in some kind of battle of wills, where you think I'm trying to use my power against you, think again. God's body language. Open, loving. I want to embrace you. I'm not hiding anything. This is why we focus so much on the cross. This is why the cross is the symbol of our believing, the symbol of our faith. This is what God is saying to us in the language of flesh and blood. And God doesn't just say that to us and leave it at that. Next week we will baptize a number of people, and in the coming season, what it is to be baptized. It is to be, we say it's to be baptized into his death, to be baptized into his body. To be baptized is to be baptized into that shape of human life. To try to live a human life which is shaped like that, with arms open, wishing peace, embracing, showing love, saying, I'm not here to fight with you. I'm not hiding anything. Jesus has nothing to hide there. And that is the kind of life that he calls us to be. He calls us to be part of. It's very demanding. It may cost us our lives too. But that is at the heart of the good news. That when we live in this open-armed, open-handed way, as the people of God, when we can welcome those who, like Jesus, were treated unjustly, when we can welcome those who've been excluded, when we can say, I'm not playing power games here, we are living God's life in the flesh. And that's what we celebrate at this table. He says, come to my table. Be part of my body. Live with arms open like that. Live the mystery of the cross. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Let us enter into this week fully, asking the grace of knowing what that means. What do those open arms on the cross truly mean? And what do they demand of us?